This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for hanging in with us, hanging out with us, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. That's always good, too. And I mean that sincerely. You know, I know that when people are, you know, talking about their shows and talking about who they listen to, and we've got a long group of listeners. Some of you have been around for a long time. Right, and I appreciate the time you've hung in with us. We've had hiccups, and when I say that, I mean like, you know, hiccups where we've actually had a network we were on go down, and we had to be moved quickly. I give GCN thank them for picking us up so quickly. A great place to get your message out. So I appreciate you guys hanging in with us always. And head up to the website, therealside.com. When you watch live, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can. Give me your email address so that when I send you, you know, every week I send out an email. Really very simple. Gives you an idea of what we're doing. Helps you get involved. If you're really bored and you don't want to be any part of the email, then go up to the store and, you know, buy the book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You know, check it out. Because I can tell you something. If you think about it, let me see. That went out in 2006, at the end of 2016, right after President Trump was elected. And I would say most of the chapters in that book, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but most of the chapters in that book would, you know, would work today, right? Chapter one, which is, it's absolutes, absolutely not, right? There's, you can't have any absolutes. You can't have any right, wrong. You can't have any, you know, real or whatever. I mean, look at just with the... we talk about climate change and transgenderism and all. Look at the arguments that are going back and forth as to what science says, what science doesn't say. The hypocrisy behind the fact that when it comes to climate change, you force us, you pound on us on the right that we have to believe in science, and science has settled that there is climate change. Yet when it comes to transgenderism and stuff like that, or gender, we can't adhere to science. All of a sudden, genders are social constructs when, in reality, they're called out in your DNA. Which is, we'll have to check, science. So, it's hypocrisy at its finest. One of the other chapters is, why do they have to lie to win? Look at what they're doing right now. If you look at the list, and I'm not going to go through it because everybody's already beat the story to death. When you look at the list of the 81 people that Congress is asking for information, any one of them having done business with Trump at some point in time, it's ridiculous. They've actually subpoenaed their own FBI for information. Is that just, when does that become extremely crazy? Right? Totally out of control. And then you got California. You know, I'd say God bless California, but really, God has to help California. Right? And when you look at what's going on in California, I mean, look at the amount of money that they're spending on a regular basis to fight President Trump. You know, we are already at a deficit here. Now, they're trying to tell you that the balance is, the budget's balanced. It is balanced. It's balanced on the back of not just taxpayers, but look, years ago, Governor Moonbeam, he touted the fact that he balanced the budget. And the way he did it, one of the ways he did it, was he pushed down mandated programs that the state used to pay for down to school districts and counties, and now said, you still have to do these, but we're not paying you for them. You're done. Isn't that exciting? So he was able to take those off the books of the state and stick them in the book of the county and the school boards. Now, that's wonderful and all that stuff, but that's like having, you know, you have a business with your wife, right? Maybe, I don't know, you got a tow truck business, whatever, right? And then you get the house. And all you do is you move the car payment from the house to the business. So maybe you have a better tax write-off or something. And then all of a sudden you say, wow, look, we have an extra $250 in the budget every month. No, you don't. Somebody's paying that somewhere. It's coming out of your money because it's coming out of the business money. Just crazy, right? So now that since Donald Trump took office, the California Department of Justice has filed over 44 lawsuits against the president. Are you hearing that? 44 lawsuits. They've been in litigation almost 21 months. Right? The federal government has filed 3 lawsuits against California. So far, the price tag for the California versus Trump, $9.2 million for between 17 and 18, fiscal year ending June 30th. They started off with $2.8 million and decided just to go for it because apparently we have more money than we know what to do with, even though we're going to be in so much trouble in years to come. This state will not be able to meet its obligations for pensions. I don't know how they're going to pull it off. The money isn't just sitting around where nobody knows what to do with it, right? Attorney General Xavier Becerra, a Democrat and former 12-term member of the House, he justified the spending, saying that the potential harm to California faces from the administrator's actions, both economically and socially, far away. Right, because being a sanctuary state and forcing cities to be sanctuary cities doesn't cost the state any money, does it? There's no money spent there. Let me tell you what, there's billions of dollars that the state spends in taking care of illegals. Billions. And don't give me that stuff that they're paying into the conference, that they're paying their fair share of taxes. The most that they're paying is sales tax. And everybody has to pay that. Everybody. Joe Mancini, your host. Gonna go calm down. You should too, because there's a lot more crazy stuff coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side on CCN Live. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822
or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I want everybody up. What do you do to this song? The twist? It's like a twist. Rocket? Yeah, I know. You weren't around back then. I know. Seriously. Robbing the cradle I was, I'll tell you what. I'm Joe Mazzino, host. Yeah, but you know, I couldn't resist her advances. Anyway, Joe Mazzino, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOKE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, two things I want you to do. Actually, you can do a half a dozen things. I'll just be quiet and let you run. But give us your email address. That's number one. We'd love your email address. And that way, we send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on, what we're doing, what we're selling, because it helps put food on the table. And then number two is, you know, if you want to be notified by text, I think it's really funny because a bunch of you, you know, signed up to be notified by text, and then, you know, let's just say a couple of you pulled off when I only really text you a couple times a week. You know, and you want to text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. Really that simple. Anyway, and then check out the site. Check out the stories. Let me know what you think, what you don't think. Take the poll. Get engaged. Get involved. All right. This is always so fun. I love these stories. Because, you know, you get to hear, when I tell other people about some of the stories that we do, they don't believe me. These are not stories from The Onion, which is one of those spoof sites, right? Political science department at Rider University. They'll now stop promoting events hosted by the school's Turning Point USA chapters. Now, the group planned to host host an event called White Privilege is a Myth. Right? So, Barbara France, chairwoman and professor of Rider's Political Science Department, told TPUSA, Turning Point, that the department would stop sending a listserv emails out to students promoting the event. Now, France took issue with the event that the TPSA chapter is hosting, White Privilege is a Myth. She told the chapter president, Joshua Aminov, who's also a campus reform correspondent, that the event is based on fake facts. Now, how would you know the event didn't take place yet? Seriously. You know, that's like saying that book had nothing in it that enlightened me. Well, that's because you didn't read it. The department cannot support an event that is entitled White Privilege is a Myth because the event advertises the false reality. This is not based on scientific facts and clear understanding of historic realities. It promotes fake, right, because white privilege isn't fake at all. It's 100% true, right? The chairwoman also told Aminov not to send any more information about TPUSA events to the department, stating that the department will not advertise these events anymore, period. There's a heck of a lawsuit in the making here. Aminov said the listserv used by the political science department is typically used to promote teach-ins. What's that? Teach-ins. Hosted by faculty and department, and that sometimes extra credit is given for attending. Aminov also said the department has previously advertised Rider TPUSA events and that his decision was a surprise. He told Campus Reform in an interview that the political science department chairs should be open to other viewpoints. Ah, there's the word. Should be open to other viewpoints. But you find that those on the left, you know, the tolerant, the left, the loving left, the caring left, the truth-telling left, that doesn't exist. I mean, come on, think about it, right? What do you think about real violence? Who truly performs or acts out or instills violence on these campuses and other places? It's the left. Not the right. You find very few incidents where somebody right has lashed out, grabbed, how many times have you heard of a right-wing group going up to a Planned Parenthood rally and ripping off the shirts that say, you know, I support Planned Parenthood, throwing paint on those shirts, throwing eggs at those people, spitting at those people, punching them in the face. You get where I'm going? Never. You never hear about that happening. Now, some jackwagons go, yeah, they just shoot the doctors. No, no. People with mental problems shoot the doctors. Not right-wing whacktoids. Mental health issues. Shoot the doctors. And you want to talk about telling the truth? You know, again, you know, some of you, I don't know if I talked about this. Did I talk about last night? Did I talk about Unplanned? I did? Okay, good. I'm not going there again. And I would admonish you, if you're in your area, first go find Unplanned online, okay? Try to find a way to bring it to your area. Try to find a way to get people to go see that movie. Because some of the things that we talked about, or we talk about here on the show on a regular basis, is science has changed so much since the 70s. I think that scares the crud out of those Democrats, scares the crud out of the people from Planned Parenthood. I mean, seriously, you can see it in video. You can see what the baby looks like, and they still call it a blob of cells. Anyway, back to the story. No white privilege conference because it's not true. Right? for France to go out of her way to judge white privilege event as something that is promoting fake facts, I think it's a shame. At least political science department chairs should always be open to different viewpoints. Actually, every department on college campus should be open to different viewpoints. Now, Larry Newman is an associate professor of marketing and former dean of College of Business Administration, as well as TPUSA's faculty advisor. He told Campus Reform that France's action is antithetical to writers' values. Having an educator refuse to promote speakers that are associated with conservative groups on campus because that individual holds conflicting views. Look, Joe's mindset, if they're fake, if it's false, then it'll show itself to be false, right? And if you're worrying about us bending the mind of your sweet little students, then stop making fun of us for being worried about you bending the mind of those sweet little students. Right? Because you make it so hard for them. You know, and I'd say that to the majority of campus professors. Shame on you. Really, seriously, shame on you. You make it so hard for those kids to have a different opinion, a different thought, to even ask the question. Because you beat them up so badly and you'll fail them. What kind of integrity is that? What kind of reality is that? You know, you're sitting there calling us fascists. Go look up the term fascist and then realize that as a teacher, with what you're doing, you're the fascist. You're the embodiment of the word fascist. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. A lot more. I got a lot more stories. Take notes. Get the notepad out. I mean, it actually gets crazier than this. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Cleanup is underway in Lee County, Alabama, 2 days after a string of tornadoes left widespread destruction. President Trump has approved a disaster declaration for the state. County Sheriff Jay Jones says as many as 8 people are unaccounted for.
The search efforts are continuing. We have been able to narrow the searches down from a broad spectrum of the area down to specific areas.
The tornado cut a path of destruction a mile wide and 24 miles long. Red Cross spokesperson Ashley Henyon says survivors need food, shelter, and time to heal.
There's a lot of mourning that has to take place. There's been a lot of loss of property and homes and, of course, life. And it's just tragic to see what this storm has done to such a wonderful community.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 13 points and the S&P 500 down 3. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Can I have a couple of nitwits?
If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that.
I am proud to be an American. You know what? No matter what those idiots in D.C. are doing, you just continue to be an American. You continue to do the right thing. And the heck with them all. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Okay. Like I told you, it's a smorgasbord of information. I'm having a field day with all these crazy stories today. You know, I've had a whole week of them piling up because I, you know, wanted to do the CPAC thing. And that's the other thing, too. You know, I'd love to get an email from you, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I'd love to know what you really think of CPAC. I mean, it's a great rah-rah rally the troops kind of thing. But what does it get us? What happens afterward? You know, we all get all excited at times. We got all these things going on, and you know, yeah, let's go get them. You know, we've just been attacked and all that. And what happens after a few weeks, 3, 4, 5 weeks? You know, everybody, the things that everybody talked about doing last week, February, end of February. Let's revisit in June. Let's see how much of that stuff is actually still going on, still happening. Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure for you to be part of it. I touched on this earlier. I never finished it, but I touched on it. And that is that the Greenpeace founder, Patrick Moore, really laid into. Now, look, these are not people we'd normally get in line with, but I'm in line this time. Greenpeace founder, Patrick Moore, is labeled the Green New Deal, a green jihad. And he's the chief proponent, Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria, we call her AOC for short. He called her a pompous little twit. God bless that man. Over the weekend, Moore embarked upon what has become days-long Twitter rant about the Green New Deal and Ocasio-Cortez. Moore led Greenpeace for 15 years before breaking with the organization in the late 80s. He's now a critic of major environmental groups. The catalyst for his explosion against Ocasio-Cortez? Oh, excuse me. Ocasio. What is Kim calls her? Occasional Cortex. Appeared to be all over the place Saturday. right? She was all over the place talking about, you know, how you needed to get in line with her green, her new Green Deal, right? Now, here's some of the numbers that you don't know about that I think are wonderful, right? Her campaign, now listen, this is, and they're all hypocrites. Like, you realize this, right? They're all hypocrites like this. All the ones screaming, you know, green power the most, we have to save the planet the most, are the ones that are doing the most amount of damage to it. Come on, give us some thought. Bernie DeSantis, look at how much, look how big his carbon footprint was in the last months of his election. But I guess that was okay because he's a Democrat. Well, he's an independent Democrat or something like that. She spent more than $29,000 on over 1,000 rides from Uber. Last I checked, unless they're electric cars, Uber, most of those cars run on gasoline, don't they? Uber and Lyft. And even though there was a subway station, a very short walk from her campaign headquarters, they spent almost nothing on public transportation. But she didn't like that. Right? Alexandria put out a tweet. She said, "The Post put the fact that I get into cars while proposing a plan to invest in better car technology." No, actually, you didn't propose a plan for better car technology. You proposed a plan to get rid of all gas-guzzling cars. Back it up, folks. The Pulitzer has been decided. No one can revive this kind of hard-hitting journalism, she says. I mean, I love this. She doesn't like it when you call her on the carpet. She doesn't like having, and none of them do. But she is so full of herself. I mean, think about it. She has threatened Trump. I mean, threatened. I'm not talking about kind of saying, kind of threatening. She goes, you remember what she said to him, something to the effect of, you know, I'm going into Congress. I'm going to have subpoena power, you know, and you better watch yourself. Well, what is that? That's a threat, right? And now she's threatening the primary Democrats that don't get in line with her. Who does she think she is? And you Republicans that are sitting at home thinking this will never become a socialist nation? I mean, President Trump can say it all he wants to, but if you don't get off your butts and make sure that doesn't happen, we're not that far away. Look at what the Venezuelans are going through. Look at when you saw them, saw their people being interviewed in the streets. And they talked about electing these people, getting them in there. And before you know it, they were on full-on socialist nation. And they're looking around going, what happened? More cranked up his keyboard, issued a stream of condemnations about the Green New Deal. He said, listen to that pompous little twit, he wrote. You don't have a plan to grow food for 8 billion people, do you? You need fossil fuel. Or get food into the cities. How are you going to do that? Horses? If fossil fuels were banned, every tree in the world would be cut down for fuel for cooking and heating. You'd bring about mass deaths. Right? And as she stands spinning in her living room, trying to figure, you know, that apartment she can't afford. And Moore went on to say that her reply to his tweet was just nonsense, which is truth. It is total truth. Most of what she says is nonsense. And somebody accused me of being afraid of her power. I'm afraid of a strong Latino woman. No, I'm actually afraid of a strong, ignorant human being who has power. Electing that woman to office is like putting a loaded gun in the hand of a five-year-old, aiming him towards a playground and say, go have fun. That's how dangerous she is. Because she's nasty and she's mean. And the power she thinks that she has, that she wields, is scary. The World's Up to This have the option of taking the subway rather than a taxi, option of Amtrak rather than a plane, option of opening windows rather than AC. You're just a garden variety hypocrite like the others. You have zero expertise in any of the things you pretend to know. She does, and that's the scary thing. Remember I kept telling you that the years, I mean, this show, we've been doing this show almost 10 years now. And remember what I kept telling you, right? I kept saying to you that these kids in college, what scares me the most is they speak with authority. They speak like they have a clue, like they've been well-versed. because they're afraid to say, you know what? I don't know. I haven't given that much thought. I don't know. That's dangerous. That's what's really dangerous. And she is among those. She's exactly what I was talking about for so long. She has an opinion that is 100% on about everything. And she's an expert in nothing. She's a good, as my dad used to say, she's a good man for somebody who doesn't need anybody. More than Savage, the Case Show, in a series of tweets, he said, yep, arrogance plus ignorance of science, technology, history, and so on is a recipe for disaster. He is so correct. Especially when the person delivering it is so outwardly attractive. Unfortunately, there is an immature... No, she actually, she looks dead inside to me. There is nothing attractive about that woman to me. When I look at her eyes, when I look at her face, when I look at her, there is nothing there. I see emptiness. Someone who is full of themselves, mad, is going to wield that by... Actually, there's no humility in that human being whatsoever. Unfortunately, there's an immature bully inside who will not stop at anything to gain control, he said. He added that just like Al Gore and Mr. DiCaprio, yeah, he was the other one I was thinking of, and a whole bunch of other elites, you know, these guys that all say from Hollywood, do as I say, not as I do. They're going to tell us, that's what I'm talking to you about. That's what real fascism is. Telling us what we should believe, how we should believe, and how we should act, while they do the exact opposite. Moore said that Ocasio-Cortez is uninformed about the consequences of her brainchild, the New Green Deal. And that plan has been criticized by many, including Bill Gates. So it's not just right-wing lunatics that are pushing back on this. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Love having you around. Don't leave me now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Happy music. We had all this negative stories that we're doing. Little happy stuff is good. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Always a pressure to be with you. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Come on, get involved, get engaged. Right? There's this, I'm watching this stuff come by. Talk about delusion big times. You know, I mean, the Dems, just all the stuff they think they got Trump on. They've had him on nothing. They've had him on absolutely nothing. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Now, I've been saying this for a while. I wish President Trump would stop. Sorry, guys. You're right. Stop threatening and do it. Trump is now threatening, or has threatened off and on, to declassify all the docs for the email. Right, for Hillary Clinton's email investigation, plus other stuff. Declassify the FISA information. I mean, look, they're coming at him with guns blazing, right? They're calling 81 of his friends and associates and people that work with him. They're digging and looking. They're doing anything they can. They're going to find something, right? Remember, the joke was you're going to find Russian dressing in the refrigerator, and that's it. It's over. So my question is, why is he coddling them? Why is he protecting them? I don't understand. You realize if he released all that paperwork, if he did all that stuff, they would be too busy scrambling to protect their own butts for anything else to happen. But this seems to be AOC night or AOC segment. She's also gone off the rails again. She's mad at Jerry Falwell now. Well, Jerry Falwell Jr., actually. You know, she is exactly that kind of person that Christian, well, religious people, except Muslims, obviously, should be afraid of, extremely afraid of. Because she has no respect for religion. She has no respect for religious people. And I mean none. AOC, Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr., got into a sparring match on Twitter on Tuesday over a comment he made about the congresswoman at CPAC last week. The heated exchange first erupted after the freshman lawmaker tweeted a video of Falwell speaking about concealed carry permits in Muslims. He said, "I always thought that if more good people had concealed carry permits, that we could end these Muslims before they could understand the rest of it." The Kasho wrote alongside the retweeted video, "This was just a weekend at CPAC, the conference attended by the president and members to thousands where the resolution against Islamophobia." Right, because we're all Islamophobic. Just like people like AOC are Christophobic. Or I should say Christophobic. Right? And really, truly, what he was talking about is that when you have those things like that happen in San Bernardino and other places, where Muslim, it's not the Christian religion or the Jewish religion that goes on jihad and tries to kill the infidels. Right? It wasn't people of Asian descent that blew up Pearl Harbor. It was the Japanese, period. Ancient history. They're forgiven. We've moved on. Right? So I think it's asinine not to call things out for what they are and move on. Nobody's calling for the hurting, the shooting, the beating of Muslims all around the world. It's just amazing to me. Shortly after she tweeted again, after someone noted that the video was a little older, the bishop tweeted, "It's correct for context here. Still wondering what the standards are for what merits a resolution and what doesn't." She's actually asking those questions. You know, again, why we shouldn't get in pissing matches with her, to put it bluntly. Right? Now, to show you how smart AOC is, the video that she grabbed and put out there was actually from 2015. So what? Still shouldn't have done it. Actually, it was the day after the deadly Shia attacks, or the California attacks, by the radical Muslims, the Muslims that he referenced, and she only chose a portion of his quote. So again, I say, like my book says, why do they have to lie to win? If you've got the truth, if you've got the right product, if you've got the good thing, you don't have to lie about it. You don't have to play games. You don't have to put lipstick on a pig. You've got the product. Don't worry about it. We got you covered. Not her, though. Not them. That's what it's gotten to the point of. Look, think about something. They actually tried to say today, when I was watching the Democrat minions out there speaking at the news, the Congress was actually elected to go looking for information against Trump. When did that happen? I didn't know that was a platform. Was that a platform that they ran on or something? I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious. Right? So when Trump was elected, duly elected, democratically elected, wasn't he elected on building the wall, making us safer, investigating Mrs. Clinton? right? And that's all the stuff that he was doing that they started complaining about. I'm sorry, guys. I know some of you get upset with me when I do this, but he blew it big time with his first team. Jeff Sessions, you know, I know that these guys like to reward loyalty. Bush liked to reward loyalty, too. I get it. You want people around you that you can trust that are stuck with you through thick and thin. But you don't give people jobs that they're not ready for. Sessions was not up to. Maybe he was ready for, but he definitely wasn't up to that job. And if I was Donald Trump, in those days, I would have talked Giuliani to take it for a year. Take it for a year. Right? Help me clean this stuff up and get it rolling. Right? I mean, I'm thinking that would have been the best thing to do. Get the people that have some experience, that know what they're doing, and get them put in those positions. Seriously. And to show you that Trump derangement syndrome is so true, so real, I'll bet you that the Democrats are still pushing forward, still working on impeachment towards Trump. Even if they think about something, every time they got excited that they had Trump, they had him, they had him, they had him. What happened? They didn't have him. Didn't work out for them, poor people. They didn't have him. And now that Mueller looks like he's going to come up with nothing, a big nothing burger, as we like to say, they're going to move forward anyhow. That's what the 81 letters for information are about, subpoenas, whatever you want to call them. So good luck to them. There's no way to stop them. You guys put them, some of you put them in, matter of fact, some of us put them in power because we didn't get out there and do what we're supposed to do. You know, I'm grateful to some of the people that left Congress left. They were pretty useless anyhow. Paul Ryan. He was one guy I just didn't like. Did not care for him at all. I knew early on, I knew long before you guys even kind of were following him and knew who he was, that he was an old boy. He was a good old boy, and he would do what they told him to do. I'd love to be able to do the story. Maybe get through some. Yeah, I get through some of it. Yeah, so what? Williams College recently called for the campus community to stop using Mr. and Mrs. It's triggering. Instead, now they want you to use MIGS. I don't even know what that means. MX. Remember back in the 70s, we were told to stop Miss, and now they want you to start using MIGS, like MZ. That lasted long, didn't it? They want to... No, you pronounced it MIGS. I don't care. It was... they want you to use MX to be more inclusive. Because, you know, Timmy and I don't want to be called Mr. and Mrs. We want to be called Mix. Right? I mean, I don't know how to pronounce that. It was one suggestion of mine on a list of the guidelines recently approved by the Trans-Inclusive Committee at Williams College. The guidelines offer tips and suggestions for those in certain contexts. For example, instead of using binary gender honorifics, Mr. and Mrs. for individual group communications, they suggest not using any of those. They want to use terms such as MX, which is really funny because MX really is the term for email records on a file server. So now they want to relegate you to email. I'm just saying. Right? These are your kids, people. These are your grandchildren, your sons, your daughters, your nieces, nephews. You need to engage. You need to get involved. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciate the time you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Tomorrow, David Sussman fills in for me. You loved him last time. He's fresh off a CPAC, too. We'll catch you tomorrow.